From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
And welcome everybody to Gone Racing. I am back in studio. Well, not in studio. I'm back on the show this week with my good friend, Mr. Jeffrey Motley. We are both remote this week. Jeff, thanks for pinch hitting last week for me in such a quick situation. For those that don't know, my pop had a little incident last week and he's okay. He's doing fine. But Jeff, I called you last minute and had to bail out on you. So thank you for Isaiah or Wyatt for filling in for us at last second.
Yeah, we made a rock star out of Wyatt. I mean, you almost got Wally pipped by Wyatt last week.
Yeah, it was that 5 minutes before the show, I called you and said, I gotta run. And my pop, for those that don't know, broke his arm. Ducks, that's all I have to say. Ducks, I'm mad about it. But he is okay. Pop is back. And we had a great race last week at New Hampshire. All of us on this show may have been rooting for a little different outcome. We had some guys that were real close. And, you know, Jeff, we love to make fun of Martin Truex Jr. for being, you know, his home track is everywhere. But New Hampshire is really his home track, and had a heck of a day at his home track. And we thought we had it. We thought he was going to get it. He's dominating the race. We're all going, hey, we all had money on Martin Truex. Yeah, he faded again on us.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He shouldn't have faded. I mean, he had a good thing going, and his team changed two tires, completely upset the balance of his race car. Harvick did the same thing, made no sense to me whatsoever. You've been running great the entire race with four fresh tires every time you pitted. Most everybody took four. He took two tires, and where did he end up? Eighth, ninth, tenth? I don't know. I'm sure we'll look at it here. Well, I guess he was fourth, but that's only because he raced hard there at the end, and guys' tires started wearing out.
But the guy that did win the race, his teammate, who, Motley, the 17 winner threshold, I'm telling you, it's going to be close. But if you had Christopher Bell to win at New Hampshire, 18-1 shot, even as a top three, he was 500-1. Group C was 250. He was a head-to-head versus William Byron. He was minus 110. And the top Toyota, second on the bottom there, 650. So, I mean, he ended up with some great payouts if you happen to have our man Christopher Bell for the W.
You know, and last week on the show, you know, Wyatt kind of talked up Christopher Bell a little bit. And we probably shouldn't have been that shocked, because if you remember the year before when Al Mirola won, that race, I think it got called with like eight laps to go for darkness or something like that. And I'm not sure Bell wouldn't have won the race if it had gone the entire distance, because he was gaining on Al Mirola in a big-time hurry in the race back in 2021. So certainly Christopher Bell knows his way around New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So we probably shouldn't have been as shocked as maybe we were.
No, you know, and look, we've been talking a lot about these style racetracks, the Toyotas and the Fords, being these are the tracks that they're much better at. And when we go to the top 10, I'm telling you, Motley, we've talked about it. Phoenix is the race that you have the championship on. Chevrolets do not look as good at the Phoenix style racetracks. And here you go at New Hampshire, which has that Phoenix-esque kind of feel. And you look at this top 10, Christopher Bell with that, Chase Elliott, okay. He was great. Chase has been good, but he was plus 250 top three. Bubba Wallace, a big double digit top three right there. Come with the 25-1. But you look at this: Martin Truex Toyota fourth, Kevin Harvick fifth, Denny Hamlin Toyota, Brad Keselowski out of left field. You know, right there with a top 10 finish. Where did that come from? I mean, that's the best run he's had on a non super speedway place. But you look, you have Seabell, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Kurt Busch, four of your guys right there. Martin Truex, five of the six Toyotas in the top 10 at the track that is the championship round of Phoenix.
No, I think you're exactly right. And the Toyotas, I mean, you know, they may be finally getting their mojo here, you know, and this weekend we're going to go to Pocono, another place where Toyotas have been really, really good. I mean, Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin have a lot of wins there. So maybe Toyota's starting to get their mojo going here as we head down the stretch run.
Well, let's keep going with some of our bet results here. We got Christopher Bell, we just said, was our top finishing Toyota. He was plus 650. Chase Elliott, in his second, he was plus 300 as the top Chevy. And then Kevin Harvick, once again, Motley, I tell you, I'd kill to have his slump, right? I mean, he's finishing top five. He's plus 500 to be the top Ford. You know, he's not winning races. He's not doing what he's used to, but he's, you know, quietly putting together a good season. But how about that good season has him out of the top 16 in playoff points? If we started the playoffs today, he's out.
Well, and he's a long way out. I mean, he is definitely to the point now where he has to know that he has to win. And you look at the six races that are left on the schedule. There's two road courses, a super speedway. You got Pocono and Michigan that are big racetracks and a small track like Richmond. If you're Harvick, you got to be, I think, you tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm Harvick, if I'm Rodney Childers, I look at those six races left, and I got to go and pick one of them. I got to say, this one race, we are throwing everything we got at this particular race because we have to have a walk-off.
Well, they have to. I mean, if you look at those races, you look at where he's at. Look at him. I mean, he's 551 to 619. That's almost 70 points behind the cutoff line, and that's if somebody doesn't win in these races. You've got Pocono this weekend, walk of the Indianapolis road course, not the oval, the road course, Michigan, Richmond, and then Watkins Glen. You got two road courses. You've got, you know, a Richmond track with Michigan where he's been good. I bet he's wishing it wasn't a road course in Indy. It was Indianapolis, it was the Brickyard because it was, you know, it's so good there. But you go back to the top 16 in the NASCAR standings, man, Motley, this is going to be big. I mean, we could really have a guy with a win this year. This could be the year.
Well, it's certainly getting dicey. I mean, if you're Ryan Blaney, you're Martin Truex Jr., you're getting nervous. And you know, here's the other thing we haven't really talked about. Chase Elliott blows a couple of engines, and Ryan Blaney gets a couple of second or third place finishes. If Blaney becomes the points leader, then he would get in as the regular season champion, and that could make it even dicier for some of these guys.
Well, look, that's Blaney's pretty far out of that points lead. You're going with a scenario there. But if you look at this points, Ryan Blaney is third in points. Let's say we go next weekend to Pocono and we get Kevin Harvick to get the W here. Then you get a random winner at let's say, you know, Richmond where, you know, Eric Almirola hits a W or something. Now you end up with 16. Ryan Blaney, third place in points, goes home if he doesn't win. I mean, this is we're talking. This is what NASCAR built this for. This is what makes it so tough this year. This new car for betting for everybody. This is difficult this year.
Well, and maybe we're getting close to the point now that we start looking at Chase Briscoe at 465 points in one win, and Tyler Reddick at 474 in one win, Daniel Suarez 479. These guys that thought, "Hey, I'm in the playoffs. I want a race." Not so fast.
Yeah, and you know who's breathing a sigh of relief with the two wins there? Old Denny Hamlin, 441 points. He's pretty far back there. He's going, oh, thank goodness I got two wins. How about this scenario for you, Motley? Brad Keselowski, barely 30th in points, goes and wins Daytona, but he's the 17th winner. He wins, and he doesn't get in.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. That could very well happen. I mean, he could be eliminated before they ever get to Daytona.
Yep, that's scary. I mean, if you look at the points this year, the way they are, it's pretty wild. I mean, guys, we were talking just a few weeks back, you know, guys like Austin Dillon and Tyler Reddick were right there on the bubble. Now you're talking Ryan Blaney, Martin Truex on the bubble. These are guys that are top five in points this season, and the playoff standings, they're way down there. This has been, it's a bloodbath for the bettors right now. I mean, it's tough, Motley. It's, how are we supposed to know what we're doing when you look at these results? And especially me and you, we do the show on Thursdays. So we're sitting here trying to pick these things without seeing any bit of the one practice they're getting, any bit of qualifying. And some days it feels like we're throwing darts at the wall here.
Well, and a little bit of it does become that way. You kind of have to just go off of what you've seen with history. But like we've talked about, the next gen car has really thrown history out the window. I mean, who would have ever seen Ross Chastain and Daniel Suarez coming up with seasons like they're having? We expected Tyler Reddick to run well, but I still think the next gen car, you look at the Bubba Wallace, Kurt Busch combination there, they're getting better and better and better. And I think the next gen car has a lot to do with that.
No, absolutely. That's what I think has been, you know, we talked at the beginning of the season, we didn't think that Corey LaJoie was going to be all of a sudden top five every week, but how about the fact that Corey LaJoie ran off a string of five top 15s in a row, which might be the first time in his career he's ever done that. And he's had a couple top 10s this season and a top five and ran for a W even, you know, just a few weeks ago at Atlanta. This car has been very, very difficult for us to handicap. And this point situation, I mean, it's got us all in a tizzy. I mean, I can't believe that Kevin Harvick is having the season he's having. Yeah, not winning, but he is outside looking in, and you got a Ryan Blaney and a Martin Truex Jr. who right now are bubble. We're talking about them being on the bubble.
And they are third and fourth in points, by the way. Third and fourth.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a tough one. So, I mean, for us, coming to Pocono, this is our only race this year at Pocono. So we don't have two anymore, just like they used to have in the past. We haven't been there yet. So we're going to have to go off of, you and I have always talked, what tracks is it similar to? Is it similar to a Brickyard? But we don't have an oval at Brickyard anymore. So we got to find a few things that we got to figure out what it's going to be at, you know, what it's going to come down to. What track do you think this looks like to you now?
Wow, I'm not even really sure anymore, Brendan. I mean, we always used to say Indianapolis, but I think, guess what? Pocono is standing on its own now.
Well, it's going to have to do that. So, I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be fun for us to watch. We're going to get to the odds to win, get to the top threes and all the good stuff we get here on Gone Racing when we come back in a minute and a half.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back, everybody, to Gone Racing. Mr. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan, your host here. We are not at the fabulous VSiN studio in Las Vegas right now. We are both hanging out somewhere else in the world right now. We're Where's Waldo, it seems like, Jeff and I this year. And we are breaking down all things that are the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400 at Pocono, Long Pond. Listen, the family, Mattioli's, Jeff, I know we're both SMI guys, but the Mattioli family, they're pretty darn good people up there at Pocono.
Yeah, I've been around a long time. You know, Dr. Joe and Rose, you know, they built that place and got it running back, early 70s. And, you know, I remember when I was a kid, man, I loved seeing those races there. You know, you remember there used to be some harrowing accidents there, you know.
The deer. Remember the deer? Harry Gant or who? I think it was Harry, wasn't it?
A Cal Petty or Davey Allison, one had to dodge one of the deers or something, I think, one time. I don't
Somebody
know.
Somebody got one, too, in the past, but. It's a fun place.
There's been some craziness that's gone on at Pocono for sure.
So what we tell people at home is this race kind of runs like a road course, right? Because you pit, your whole goal is to pit before pit road closes because you can pit and not lose a lap under green. So a little difficult for, you know, the crew chiefs. You got to learn how to run this race a little backwards. Only one race this year, not a doubleheader like they had planned. And right now, let's just get into the odds, Motley, because we got some decent numbers on, guys, if you really look at the odds to win this race. The favorite, Kyle Busch, at plus 700. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, all at plus 800. Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Martin Truex Jr., 10-1. So only four guys in single digits. Kevin Harvick, William Byron, 12. Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, 15. Kurt Busch, Alex Bowman, 20s. Reddick at 25. Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, and Daniel Suarez at 30. Brad K, Eric Almirola at 40, and Eric Jones at 50-1 on our front page. And Brad Keselowski getting a lot of love after a top 10 finish last weekend. They moved him all the way back from the back page to the front, but long odds on our front page here, Motley.
Well, it is. And you mentioned the fact that there's only four single digit guys. I think it makes sense that Kyle Busch is a favorite. He's had a lot of success at Pocono. And after all, it is the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400, so I guess Kyle should be the favorite there. But, you know, you kind of talked about how you run this race more like a road course, and I think some guys almost kind of race it like a high-speed road course, even though there's no right-hand turns. Yeah, I think some of the guys who run well on road courses typically probably would have pretty good success at Pocono.
Well, and the shifting now with this new car, it's an unknown. You know, we always shifted there even in the past, but it's going to be tough. But Kyle Busch, I mean, being the favorite, he definitely has earned. Won the last race here last year. Last weekend, last year, remember, it was the doubleheader deal, right? Second on the first day, first on the second day. So absolutely dominated. Four wins last 10 races, nine top 10s in the last 10 races. Average finish of 7.0. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. And Kevin Harvick, though. How about this? Kevin Harvick is 12-1 on this page. He's average finish in the last race there, 5.5, best average finish. So, listen, you just named it. Rod and him have got to throw a little bit of a deep pass here. Maybe hope for a flag on the play. 12-1, he's got to throw something out there. Nine top tens. You always say when I talk about Kevin Harvick, Motley, what have you done for me lately? Well, even lately, Kevin Harvick, fourth, eighth, second, and first, last four races. So even lately, Pocono's been good for him.
Well, it has. And I again, if he's going to do a walk-off, this might be the best place for him. I think between this place and Richmond are probably the two that if you're Kevin Harvick, you got to take a strong look at, that you got to try to do the best you can. Harvick's got to prove something to me before I'm going to actually bet on him. But, I mean, this is certainly a track I think he should have circled on his calendar. But, hey, here's the other thing. These Toyotas have run so well at Pocono over the years, And you're sitting there also looking at a Kurt Busch at 20 to 1, Christopher Bell, who's got some momentum from last week at 15 to 1. You're looking for a couple of long odds guys, and even Bubba Wallace there at 30. You know, those might be some guys, if you're looking for some long odds, that might be interesting.
Well, and even Brad Kay, I mean, he's coming off a good weekend. We know he's run good at the super speedway style places. This is a place that has a lot of, not, it's not a super speedway race, but it's got a lot of that aero involved in it with all the shifting. He's got the best average. He's got a 9.6 average finish last 10 races, but I'm just not ready to jump on the Brad Keselowski bandwagon yet. 40 to 1 is enticing, though.
All right.
They've thrown a number out that entices me.
It is 40 to 1, but again, when you look at all those statistics, you're looking at statistics with Penske, not statistics with RFK Racing. And I think, you know, the RFK's got to prove something to us, I believe. And, you know, Buescher's probably been the more consistent guy than Keselowski all year, and I think they even talked about that a little bit on the race last week.
One, and one intriguing one there was Eric Jones. You know, Eric Jones has run pretty well here in the past. You know, since he went over to Richard Petty, not quite so great, but he was great there in his old Joe Gibbs car. So I don't know. There's some intriguing numbers there. If we get to the second page, though, we got some guys with still some decent odds. You know, you got Austin Cindric out there at a 50 to 1 shot. Then you got, I mean, huge gap after that. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 100 to 1. Chris Buescher, Austin Dillon, all 100 to 1s. Michael McDowell, Cole Custer, Stuart Haas racing car is sitting there at 250 to 1. I mean, that's pretty far out there. Justin Haley's in a college car, which runs really well. He's 500 to 1. So you got some long odds on some guys that I wouldn't expect them to be that long, honestly, Motley.
Well, I think maybe the couple that I look at is especially, you know, Austin Cindric at 50 to 1, knowing that Penske cars have always been good, been solid at Pocono. And just because the number is so large, Cole Custer, 250 to 1 in a Stuart Haas car, and Stuart Haas cars have been good. And Custer has run better lately. He really has. I mean, it's hard for me to go pick him to win, but that just seems like a really, really high number.
No, it's, I mean, there's some big value here, and it's going to translate into the top threes, because I don't know about a double digit top three, but I get there's guys that have run good enough that I think we could get into a double digit top three guy here. At the top three, of course, it mirrors, you know, our main odds. I mean, it starts with Kyle Busch at the top at 200, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott at 230, Ryan Blaney, Ross Chastain, Martin Truex, Kevin Harvick, 280s, William Byron, 350. Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, 400s. Now you're getting into the range where I think some of these guys really could be a factor for this top three. Kurt Busch at 550, Alex Bowman, 550, Tyler Reddick at 700, Bubba Wallace coming off a strong run last weekend, 800 with Briscoe and Daniel Suarez, 800, Brad Kay, Eric Almirola, 10 to 1s, Eric Jones, 15 to 1s. They're throwing numbers out there that entice me this week. There's been a bunch of weeks that the DraftKings top three were pretty bland, Motley. This week they're throwing some numbers out that are really enticing me to jump back into our top three bet.
Well, and I can see how you would feel that way. I mean, just the last guy on that list, Eric Jones, 15 to 1. You know, I'm kind of sitting here thinking if there's a guy that might be the buster, if you will, of that top 16, it would not shock me to see Eric Jones end up with a checkered flag before the season is over. So I like him there, 15 to 1. I think if you're looking for a long shot, I think that one's really strong. And I guess another guy, and it's not a big number on him, but Chase Elliott has become maybe the hottest, most consistent guy out there. Second place. The week before that, a first place. A plus 230 on Chase Elliott to get a top three. I kind of like that number there just because I think his consistency, and I expect him to be finishing in the top five every week the rest of the way.
Well, and he's had six top tens in the last 10 races there. So, I mean, he's not terrible at Pocono, and the Hendrick cars this year on those bigger tracks, they haven't been bad. They've been pretty good. It's not like the flat tracks where I said the Chevrolets have been, you know, declined on. You look at the mile and a half programs, which we're going to have to kind of call this close to a mile and a half style race. It's in between. I think that the Chevrolets are going to be much stronger than they're given credit for. So even a 230, like you said, Chase Elliott, Ross Chastain, 280, William Byron, 350, Alex Bowman. I like these numbers on some of these guys, you know, and Chase Elliott, last year was horrible. The doubleheader thing didn't work for him. But before that, fourth place, a couple other fourth places in there. So I think the Chevy band back on that bandwagon.
Well, and look, last year, Alex Bowman won the second race there last year. So it's not like they don't know they can do it, as well as Hendrick Motorsports knows that it's capable of going out there and winning as well, just given the fact that, Bowman got the W last year.
Yeah, and if we jump down to the second page there of Austin Cindric, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Austin Cindric 15-1, then Stenhouse, Buescher, and Austin Dillon 25s. And once again, McDowell and Custer 50-1, those two guys right there. There's some odds here that, you know, sometimes we talk about being able to intrigue me. They've got some odds that intrigue me. And, you know, the RCR cars been really strong at these type of places. So Tyler Reddick, you know, big disparity between Tyler and Austin on the odds. But I don't dislike Austin Dillon, you know, and Tyler Reddick, you know, as a top three, at least. I mean, I think there's some good numbers on that.
Oh, there's no question about that. And hey, look, there's a guy sitting out there at 25-1 who got his only career victory at Pocono. And now he got a little bit of a benefit of you know, weather.
Fog.
But hey, but that's the other thing with Pocono. You know, Pocono, you might be racing to halfway at Pocono. We've seen that many times.
Yeah, no, I mean, that absolutely happens all the time. All right, guys, when we come back, we got our head-to-heads, Jeff, which, you know, this week has a couple intriguing ones. And then, of course, we'll start getting our group matchups and some of our prop bets when we return on Gone Racing. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show for that matter? Check out Gone Racing Podcast. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast. While you're there, catch up on all the great VSiN shows and your favorite as well. All right, guys, welcome back in to Gone Racing. Brendan Gaughan and Jeff Motley here with you. We're making life difficult for the boys back in the studio with 2 weeks in a row with me and you, and we're all over the place. And we're breaking down the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400 at Pocono. For those that don't know, M&M's is actually, Jeff, based. They're not leaving the sport, but they are not going to be sponsoring a race car anymore. I think we're going to see more races like this as their sponsorship. And, of course, Pocono, probably the closest thing to their headquarters, wouldn't it be? Probably.
Yeah, I would think so. They're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, right?
They're in Hershey. Yeah, gotta be right here there somewhere. So
yeah, they're in Pennsylvania somewhere. I know that.
Makes sense.
It's certainly the only race in the same state that their headquarters are in. Let's put it that way.
There you go. So we are talking the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400. We're on our head-to-head matchups this week. And this week they've actually given us a couple of them that I at the list right off the bat. The first thing that jumps off page to me is there is a lot of Ross Chastain love but a lot of Ross Chastain bets in the thing this weekend. You got Ross Chastain on a plus line against four different guys. You got Ross at plus 110 to Kyle Larson's 135. You got Ross at plus 105 to Denny Hamlin's 125, which anytime right now you put up Ross Chastain and Denny Hamlin, I think that's kind of fun for the bettors. You got Ross 105 to Chase Elliott's 125, and you got Ross minus 125 to William Byron's 105. So Ross Chastain getting a whole lot of play in the head-to-heads this week.
He absolutely is. That plus 115, I think, against Kyle Larson is pretty sizable because, I mean, look, we love Kyle Larson. I mean, the guy, I mean, he kicked everybody's butt all year long last year and winning that championship. But Larson really has not been that dominant this year. In fact, I think Chastain's been more consistent all year. I like Chastain there. I tell you, another one that really jumps out at me that I really like is Ryan Blaney, a plus 120 against William Byron's minus 140. Blaney's always been very good at Pocono. Blaney's won at Pocono. So I don't know. I think that one is a pretty good bet as well.
Yeah, going back through the stats here, Ryan Blaney, one win, five top tens, last 10 races, average finish 11-6. To William Byron, who isn't bad also. Average finish 9.1. You know what? I didn't realize that. Looking down at the stats, that's why I keep these things up. Seventh, third and 12th in last year's races. Seventh before that. Not a terrible track for Byron, but I do like that, you know, with Blaney. And like you said, it's one of his better tracks. There's once again, there's some numbers in the head-to-heads that I think I like a little more than some of our other bets lately. So head-to-heads, kind of fun this weekend, huh? We got some fun things to bet on this week, Jeff. We got our hands full this week.
We do. And, you know, I've kind of stayed away from head-to-heads a lot of times like we do our picks. But, you know, last week I took Chase Elliott on a head-to-head bet, ended up winning it. And look, it is. It's head-to-head. That's it. It's just one guy against one guy. And, yeah, you get that plus line. He's a little bit of an underdog, but they're usually not dramatic underdogs. And I think that's why you see Ryan Blaney getting a plus number on William Byron or Ross Chastain getting plus numbers, especially on Kyle Larson. You kind of get intrigued by that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's small returns, but you know what? If you hadn't dug as big of a hole as I dug this season on our bets, I could have you know, tried to ride it out in the plus line, done some small numbers, and stayed in the deal. But it's your, you know, it's your only 50-50 shot we get in racing.
You're right. And you know, there's one other one we didn't bring up. Who is the favorite to win the race? Kyle Busch. Favorite for the top three? Ooh. Kyle Busch. But who's the favorite in the Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson head-to-head matchup? Kyle Busch is getting a plus 105. That would tell you that, I mean, if everybody thinks Kyle Busch is going to win the race, but they don't think he's going to beat Kyle Larson, that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. So I think it's not a huge return, but that one's one definitely worth taking a look at.
I'm looking at that one. I'm thinking that might be, I might have to jump on that just because, like you said, it's the favorite to win the race is the underdog in a head-to-head matchup. You might have to jump on a situation like that.
Just remember
this,
Brendan.
Let's get into our group matchup.
Yeah. Brendan, just remember, if you hit four singles, that equals one home run. So
that's right. I'm just saying. Right now, the problem is I got a hole. I need a home run. But I've got enough time to dig out. I could hit a bunch of singles and get my. Let's go through matchups. And we, of course, start. The parity here is pretty darn close. Plus 260, Kyle Larson. Plus 275, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Chase Elliott right there. Pretty evenly matched, pretty can make a case for every one of them. The only thing I see is, you know, two Toyotas versus two Gibbs cars versus two Hendrick cars, Toyotas versus Chevys. Really tough. This is a week that I am definitely back to the old adage that you and I have most of the time, which is I am not touching Group A.
No, I'm not touching Group A either. Again, it goes back to our head-to-heads. Here's Kyle Busch, an underdog in Group A, but he's the favorite to win the race. So if you're going to go anybody, Kyle Busch, I think, is the way to go. It's not going to be in my picks this week, but if you're going to go anybody, I mean, Kyle Busch makes logical sense there, given how well he's run at Pocono, and you're actually going to give him a little bit more money than you're going to give Kyle Larson.
Well, now here's an intriguing one in Group B today. Ross Chastain, which, as recent history would tell you, Ross Chastain should be the favorite in the Group B. He's plus 235. William Byron is 255. Martin Truex Jr. 295. And Ryan Blaney 310. Now, look, I just said how good William Byron's been. Martin Truex Jr., you know, six top tens, average finish 10.8. Ross Chastain, the hottest guy right now. I mean, in this group, he's definitely the hottest of all the drivers. But Ryan Blaney is a plus 310. Unless I put a lot of onus in that Chevrolet's running so much better at these tracks versus the others, that 310 entices me to jump on that Ryan Blaney number.
Me too. Brendan, you and I are on the same page there. I think Ryan Blaney, because that number is so big and it's really kind of hard to distinguish between these four, I say give me the guy that's got the longest odds. I like Ryan Blaney a lot there.
Yeah, I mean, and when we have Vinny on the show, he kind of explains to people how these numbers get to where they are. And that's what the Westgate here has done is they're enticing us to put some money on Ryan Blaney because he's got a great return. That number will go down the closer we get to race time. So I you know, jump on that number early, 310. I do like that number in Group B. Group C, once again, another bunch of good numbers here in Group C. Alex Bowman, 240. Kurt Busch, 240. Joey Logano, 310. And Tyler Reddick, 310. Joey Logano, amazingly enough, of all the places Joey does well at, this is not one of them. Seventh and 10th, two top 10s last year in the doubleheader. And other than that, two more top 10s in the last 10 races going all the way back to 2014. I would not have said that this was a bad Joey Logano track.
Well, I don't think we would have said it was a bad Joey Logano track because it's been such a good Penske track over the years. And I think that's one of the reasons why you kind of look at a guy like Joey Logano and say, well, you think he would run well. I'm not ready to give up on Joey Logano though at Pocono. I think giving him a plus 310 in a Penske car, I think that's still a pretty good number. Joey Logano at 310 is a hard one to pass up there.
Look, I do like Tyler Reddick, 9th and 11th in the two races last year. And that team, of course, is running a ton better this year than last year. But it's just hard to go by that Alex Bowman, you know, Hendrick Power and the Kurt Busch, what he's been doing lately. Kurt Busch just runs well. So Group A and C are right now are two tough ones for me. Even though they gave me some numbers that I like, tough ones for me to jump on. Let's go into our Group D matchup. In Group D, we got old Chase Briscoe, a heavy favorite, with Daniel Suarez at 225, both of them. They're co-favorites. And then Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, 310, 360. That Austin Cindric number, that's one of our bigger numbers that we've had in a while. You know, we talk about the numbers in our head-to-heads. It just isn't enough to entice me, Motley. I haven't seen enough out of that Austin Cindric Penske team to say I think he's going to be able to beat Suarez or even Bubba Wallace.
Well, I agree with you on that. There's no way I'm going to take Cindric. But I'll tell you, you like to talk about momentum and consistency. Bubba Wallace has momentum now. I think you probably saw a deep sigh of relief out of him last week at New Hampshire. That was the best run he's had at any racetrack that was not one of the big super speedways. I just think Bubba Wallace, giving him a plus 310, his pit crew is better than it was before. I mean, obviously, those changes have worked for both him and Christopher Bell. Bubba Wallace in Group D is really, really enticing to me.
Yeah, the problem I have, though, is Daniel Suarez at 225. I know he's co-favorite. It's a small number. But Suarez, you know, remember, we've always talked with Suarez, old stats with Gibbs versus new stats with other teams. But now this Trackhouse team's so hard, you know, so strong, he's been he got some great wins. Daniel Suarez, I like in that group also.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you could go wrong with any of those guys, really. I think the reason I like Bubba, because the number's bigger.
Gotcha. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll finish up our two group matchups, give you our props, and we'll give you our picks even, if we can do any better this week, because can't do worse than I did last week when we return on Gun Racing.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Gone Racing. Brennan Gaughan sitting here with you again, Mr. Jeff Motley. Both of us out of the VSiN studio to win everything that is the M&M's Fan Appreciation 400 from Pocono at the Long Pond Raceway. And it is so much fun at Pocono. Miss going up there. One of the few places I actually do miss going to. And we're in our group matchups right now. We got a few things left before we give you our picks. And Motley, we're just starting Group E when we took off. And Group E, kind of regular names here, kind of a tight group where they're not a lot of spread on them. Austin Dillon, Eric Jones, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., all 265s. Eric Almirola, 290. You know, I go back a few weeks. We talked about Ricky Stenhouse Jr. rattling off, what was it, 4 or 5 weeks in a row where he was top 10. We were talking about him in that top 10 for the first time consistently every week. He's faded a little bit since then. Austin Dillon stats, they're not great at Pocono. We talked about Eric Jones, though. Eric Jones does have a pretty good history here at Pocono.
He's got a good history at Pocono. He's been running better lately. You know, looks like he's going to get the contract extension with his race team. A lot of positives going on right now for Eric Jones. And even though those numbers are all pretty close, I think he's just a tick above the rest of these guys. You know, we went on a little run there where Stenhouse, it seemed like every week, Stenhouse was winning his group.
Yeah.
He seems to have regressed to the mean, if you will, over the last 4 or 5 weeks.
He's gone back to what he'd been doing in the past. It's just not as strong. Eric Almirola, not terrible here, though. Third and fifth in 2020 in the doubleheader at 2020. Couple good runs here. Even last year, 16th and 16th in the two races. Not terrible. He's been running pretty good lately. A lot of scuttlebutt. Is he coming back or not now? I mean, I don't dislike the Eric Jones at 290. He's the long shot. To me, that's a two-man race. It's Eric Jones and Eric Almirola. And the 290 leads me towards Almirola more than Eric Jones.
Yeah, do you want the E or the A, Eric?
That's right. Which one are we going for? AC or EK? That's a good point there. So I don't know. I like those two. I think I can narrow it down. It's just, I don't know. I kind of like Almirola a little bit. Group F, we got some names that we're kind of getting used to down here. A new one thrown in the group is the long shot. You got Cole Custer, 260, Justin Haley, 260, Michael McDowell, 265, and Harrison Burton, plus 305. You know, this one right here is intriguing to bet this week because McDowell's running so much better, but you mentioned it a minute ago, Cole Custer, he's been running, I'd say, better than those four guys, and the Justin Haley and the Colic matchup, they've cooled off since that early season run. I kind of like the favorite in this right off the bat.
Yeah, you and me both. I really like Cole Custer a lot here. And, you know, and we kind of talk about it. Look, Group F can pay just as well as Group A, just because you haven't heard of those guys. You know, money's money here. And I think sometimes you ought to look closer into these Group E's and Group F's where you might be able to find that hidden gem. And I really like Cole Custer a lot here in Group F.
Yeah, so do I. I mean, he's the favorite, but, you know, as we're all laughing off screen because, you know, Isaiah is giving a little of the money, 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 and I'm giving the dollar bills. But as our founder loves to say, doesn't matter. It's a cash and ticket. Group A cashes a ticket just like Group F. So, you know, I do like Cole Custer. I think Cole Custer is a good hit there. You know, it's tight until you get to Harrison Burton, but they're 305. You're going to have to do a whole lot more to entice me to go to Harrison Burton on that one. So, that's a tough sell for me. Molly, let's get into our group, our prop bets. And of course we've had the prop bets this year of our top Chevy, top Ford, top Toyota, our top Chevy. It kind of goes down the wayside of the odds to win the race, but, you know, different numbers here because it's just the Chevrolet group, biggest group always. I tend to stay away from it. Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott at 350, Chastain at 400, Byron 550. Then you get bigger numbers right off the bat. Alex Bowman, 900, Tyler Reddick, 12-1, Daniel Suarez, 15, Eric Jones, 20, Ricky Stenhouse, 30, Austin Dillon, 30. Then the big, big long shots. Noah Gregson at 100 with his teammate Justin Haley, 100. Corey LaJoy is 200s. Man, can you imagine having that? Corey LaJoy is the top Chevy a few weeks ago at Atlanta. I'd have been hot going into that last corner. You know, to me, it's all the toughest one to pick is this Chevrolet group, Motley. It's just there's so many of them. They're generally the favorites to win the race. Tough for me to get. I'd rather pick them to win the race at a higher return than the top Chevrolet.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you there. You know, the ones that probably, if you're going to try to make some money, that intrigue me a little bit there, Tyler Reddick and Daniel Suarez, 12-1 and 15-1. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty good numbers. And plus 900 on the guy that just won the last race at Pocono, Alex Bowman.
Yeah, that's not a bad right there. He doesn't have to win the race, just be the top Chevrolet. I think Alex Bowman could end up winning that, being that top Chevy. That's kind of the one pick I would like in that one. Let's get into the top Fords. The top Fords, we have Ryan Blaney as your favorite at 250, co-favorite with Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano, 400, Chase Briscoe, 900, Eric Almirola, Brad Kay at 12-1, Austin Cindric, 15, Chris Buescher, 30. Then we jump way down. McDowell, Cole Custer at 60s, Harrison Burton 150s, Gilligan at 250. You know, some of the guys that, definitely aren't going to be that. You know, I'm not ready to jump on the Brad Keselowski bandwagon anywhere near yet, Motley, after one race. But I don't dislike the Kevin Harvick at 250. It's a small return. I'd rather pick him to, you know, I don't think he's going to win the race, but he could be the top Ford. And I mentioned how bad Joey Logano's stats are here. Chase Briscoe, maybe. I don't know. It's the top Fords, just the two guys are definitely the odds-on favorites, and they got a small return for it.
Well, you're exactly right. And look, Blaney's plus 250 to be the top Ford, but he's plus 310 to win his group. He's got to beat three guys at a plus 310. He's got to beat probably seven or eight guys here for a plus 250. Give me Ryan Blaney in the group all day over picking one of these top Fords.
And in his group, he's got no Fords. He's got, you know, Chevrolets. So, I mean, it's a better return there. I like it. The top Toyota prop is Kyle Busch, of course, is your odds-on favorite, 250. Denny Hamlin, 300. Martin Truex Jr., 400. Seabell at plus 600. Kurt Busch, 7. And Bubba Wallace at 900. The numbers have gone way down for Bubba because he's performing better. Remember, just a few weeks ago, he was 100-1 shot to be the top Toyota, now plus 900. So a little bit of belief in Bubba Wallace there. I like the Seabell at the plus 600. If I'm going to do one, I do like the top Toyota better than most. So, you know, heck, I could take one unit on all of them, Motley. And as long as the one I don't pick wins, I'm still a winner on the day, right?
Well, if you took the bottom four, Truex, Bell, Bush, and Wallace, and you could still at least get your money back if Truex won, I guess. But you tried that one time with the Fords a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't work out too well for you.
I mean, hey, we can give it a shot. I mean, why not? Yeah, it definitely did not play out well for me. All right, you know, we talk a little bit every once in a while about the championship odds. We haven't talked about it in a while. We'll touch it real quick. When you look at the deal, the way the numbers have moved, how about Kyle Larson went from 360 to plus 700 now. Wow. Like that. Now's the time to jump on a Kyle Larson bet. If you're looking for the championship, he's got the biggest odds he's had all season. There is your number right there. Kyle Larson. That's a big move, Motley. We could do well with Kyle Larson at the moment. That's the biggest one I want to look at right there.
And you know, it's interesting you talk about that because we talk so much about how jump on a guy early. You know, get on that driver early, guys like Ross Chastain or people like that. But here's Kyle Larson's a guy that you're better off waiting. You know, so maybe that's something you think about even going into next year. Guys that have high odds, look at betting them early. Guys that have low odds, let's just hold off and see what happens.
We said that start of the season, and Ross Chastain's gone the one way. Kyle Larson's gone the other. That's when you do it. We've talked about it since the start of the season. All right, with that, we're going to give you our picks. And last week, I'm going to blow by those really quickly because the only guy that wants to talk about it is Jeff Motley. And I'm just trying to blow right over that, Motley, because I'm hosting today and I'm just pushing right on by how we did last week. Motley was plus. The rest of us don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to. Let's get that off the screen quickly as possible, please. Don't want it. Me and the pit crew don't want to see that. So I go first because I, of course, am in the trunk, and I will give you my picks, and I've got some fun picks this weekend. I think I'm winning. I'm getting off the schneid. I'm starting with a race winner. I'm going Kyle Larson at plus 800 to win the race. I think that his time is coming. He won an ESPY last night. I think that he's coming. He's going to get me a good W there. I'm going for him. Getting two out of the top threes. I'm taking Chase Elliott at plus 230 in top three, and I'm going the Hendrick teammate plus 550 in top three. I'm going heavy on Hendrick group. I think that the Chevrolets are going to be great this weekend. I'm getting off the Toyota bandwagon. Blaney Group B and Seabell top Toyota. Those are mine. Wyatt, up to you.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm going to run through this real quick here for the pit crew picks. We have Ryan Blaney to win 10-1. Ryan Blaney to win Group B at 310. Tyler Reddick to win Group C at plus 310. Chase Elliott, top Chevy, plus 350. And Kyle Busch, top Toyota, plus 250 for the pit crew this week.
All right, and I'll run through mine real quickly. I'm taking Ryan Blaney head-to-head over William Byron. The rest of mine are in the groups. I'm going to go Ryan Blaney in Group B, Bubba Wallace in Group D. Group E, I'm going Eric Jones. And Group F, I'm going Cole Custer.
Well, guys, there's our picks this week. We didn't leave us a lot of time to get out of here. So, Motley, you have a good one. Everybody, see you next week when we break this one down and we go into whatever the next race was, because I always forget it by the time we get here. See you all. See you later, guys.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.